statement, newly appointed Minister of International Relations, Phenyo Butale, said Botswana can't afford to host the meeting. The previous government had committed to hosting the third UN meeting of developing landlord countries, which has 32 member states and is now looking for a new host. Vice President Ndaba Haolate, who is also the Minister of Finance, told the media Thursday the country's financial situation is dire. He says the financial situation is worse than we expected. Our government coffers are almost dry. Haolate says he has even told the president that government officials should take salary cuts. A coalition of opposition parties, the Umbrella for Democratic Change, led by President Duma Woko, ousted the Botswana Democratic Party, which had led the country since independence in 1966. Dumisani Nyathi is an economist based at the National University of Science and Technology in neighboring Zimbabwe. He says it was logical for the new government to withdraw from hosting, considering the state of the economy.
Hosting such conferences of such big magnitudes involves a lot of cost. There are a lot of direct cost and indirect cost that governments, the hosting government, has got to incur. So the move that has been taken by the new government of Botswana, I would applaud it because they are more focused in growing the economy, rebasing the economy, re-kickstarting the economy. And part of the re-kickstarting of the economy is to cut unnecessary spending.
Botswana's economy has slowed due to reduced global demand for diamonds. The new administration also accuses the previous leadership of plundering public coffers. Nyathi says the El Nino-induced drought has made the situation worse for southern African countries.
African governments are under siege, especially when you look at Botswana, which is closer to us in Zimbabwe. It also had some challenges with the El Nino effect. So it means that most of our governments, they are actually financing food security to cushion their population so that they won't feel the effects of the El Nino drought.
The meeting's agenda was expected to include challenges facing landlocked countries, in particular increased geopolitical conflicts that have affected global trade. For VOA, this is Mqondisi Dube in Gaborone, Botswana.